Hi guys, you are listening to a girl from a small town west of the Mississippi. Welcome to In My Own World and Mine. Welcome to In My Own World and Minds. We did it, guys. Yeah, we did it. We made it to the end of the year. I know this year has been a trying year. I know there is so many things that transpired and happened to everyone. No one can truly say that this year did not affect them. This year has been one heck of a roller coaster. We have dealt with the good, the bad, the ugly, all across. This was the year I relocated from a place that I had lived for 5 years to one of the most secluded places in Florida. This is a year where I have really had the opportunity to sit back, reevaluate my life, reevaluate what I want to do, where I see myself in the next 5 to 10 years, and slowly began to build and prepare myself for what's to come. This has been the year where I find that having faith and manifesting is very important. No one should have spent this year without thinking of, hey, how do I want my life in the years to come? If this was to ever happen again, are there any things that I did this year that would better prepare me for, let's say, in the years to come? We literally have completely shut down. I mean, you still have people like going out and stuff like that, but this is the year where literally we were confined to our own dwellings. I mean, when it started off, when COVID-19 started off, we couldn't go out to any restaurants, any clubs, any theme parks, no bowling alleys, no movies. We couldn't even go to church. And so we've had to find ways to entertain ourselves in our home with our family. I mean, this was the year where I've never seen so many people grab paper towels and toilet tissue. Like, okay, is there anything else you need? Like, this was the first year I understood the importance of actually stocking up. So now whenever I go to the store, I see something, I buy 2 and 3 of it. I have never bought so much toilet paper and so many paper towels in my freaking life. Normally, you know, you buy like maybe like a little 12 pack. All right, when you get down, you go buy another. I got so much tissue up in here. It's ridiculous. And wipes and Lysol wipes and Lysol spray, you know. And it's just crazy. It's crazy how this year really sped us up. This year, we thought it was going to be an apocalypse or a doomsday, the way things were going. And I mean, so this has been a year where people should have really, like, really looked at what the importance of life is and what ways that you can make life better. This should have been the year where if you ever complained about the smallest things in life, you should know from this point going forward that, hey, that's minuscule. Hey, I can always change my situation around. I mean, you had a lot of people lost their parents, their mothers, their fathers, their siblings, relatives, and uncles, close friends. I mean, this year really kicked off with the death of Kobe Bryant and his daughter, including 7 other individuals. And I mean, and that was horrific within itself because that was something that was so unexpected. Even though millions of us had no physical contact with them, but just growing up, watching him, remembering when he came straight out of high school, straight into the league, and how he had longevity in the league, and he stayed with the same team his entire career, and how he was at that moment after he retired, he wanted to spend more time with his wife and his children and just be a girl's dad. And that made me think, like, he probably, in which he didn't, had no idea that immediately after retiring that he would not get the opportunity to do what he had set out to do post-retirement. And it makes me think about like how a conversation me and my friend, couple of my friends, we've had a conversation and we was talking about how we literally work to die or we work to retire. And then after we retire, we don't do nothing else. The whole time we are working, some people never take a vacation. Some people never truly enjoy the fruits of their labor. They push everything off for, oh, when I retire, I'm going to do this. Oh, when my children graduate, I'm going to do this. Not understanding that, hey, life is truly uncertain and it's short. Why not live now? Why not pursue all those goals that you have set out for yourself now? Stop postponing and putting things off for 5 or 10 years. Stop waiting till you retire 15, 10, 5 years from now before you go on your first vacation or before you go on your first cruise. What's the point of living and working if that's all you're doing? If you're not spending time with your family, if you're not enjoying life, you know? And that right there, his death, I think, was a beginning of an eye-opener for a lot of people. Because it really showed that, hey, life is uncertain. Spend that important time with your family. Tell them that you love them. Hug them. Kiss them. Make memories with them. As long as you have the opportunity to make those memories with them. And then a couple months later, COVID-19 hit. And then many people started experiencing deaths. A lot of people lost their job, having to rely on unemployment and then a little bit of aid from the federal government to at least give you a boost. And then things like that. And even in the midst of all that, a lot of the goals and things people still set out to do, it came to a stumbling halt because the pandemic hit and that postponed a lot. And so I feel like in 2020 was a lot of trials and tribulations, but everyone should come out of 2020, and even though we're still in the middle of a pandemic, but everyone should come out of 2020 understanding the importance of life, setting goals, accomplishing those goals, set goals in a reasonable amount of time. If your goal is to open up your business, why are you waiting 5 and 10 years to open up that business? Go. If your dream is to lose 15, 20 pounds, don't wait until January 1 and then want to start that journey. Start now. Stop putting, if you want to cut people off, stop waiting to January 1, 2021 to cut a person off. Cut them off today if you feel like you have to do. If you want to stop drinking, don't say, oh, I'm going to stop drinking at the beginning of the year. No, stop drinking now. Stop putting things off because tomorrow is truly never promised to you. I mean, but for me, this year has really taught me how to really sit back and evaluate where you want to go and where you've been. You know, it's really like, it's for me, it's changing the trajectory of my life. Like, I've gotten to the point where I'm like, you know what? I no longer want to do budget. I don't want to do project management. I don't want to do IT. It's not my passion. It's not my dream. It's not my goal. It was something that I did when I was in the military, and it was something that has always kept me employed. And I'm very grateful to be one of those individuals that have always had a job, you know, and who've always been able to move around and consistently have a job. But do I see myself doing that for the next 5 or 10 years? No, I don't. I always wanted to be in entertainment. So I had a dream when I was a little girl. I was like, oh, I'm going to be a journalist. I'm going to go to Washington University in St. Louis. I'm a major in journalism because I ultimately one day want to work for Entertainment Tonight. What did I do? I cut that dream short, chose the fastest route to leave home, went to the military, had the opportunity to go in to the military as public affairs. But what I do? No, I didn't want to take my test again because I didn't want to wait 6 extra weeks. So I went in open admin. First job, pushing paper. Then turn around, I had a little IT exposure. So ever since 2003, that has been my course, IT, desktop support. I've tried numerous times to do something other than desktop support, networking, information security, and nothing ever aligned for me. And it's possibly could be maybe I wasn't doing anything I was supposed to be doing, or maybe I wasn't taking the right steps to do it, or maybe this just wasn't the path or the purpose or plan God had for my life. So even though here we are 17 years later, I would really like to go back and begin pursuing that area. Can I move to LA? No, I can't. I'm too afraid to move to LA because it's so expensive. And then I have two children, you know, so and that's fear settling in. But in the meantime, what can I do to, I guess, build that platform for me or to begin to set me on that journey? Hey, I started blogging and I started this podcast. You know, I love to talk. It's one of the great things that I do. And I feel like I have great things to talk about. You know, and even so, what if I have to do it by myself? It is what it is. I can call on a couple people, ask them if they want to be a guest on the show. Hey, they come, they do it, I share it. Who cares if I get one play, 10 plays, 12 plays? Hell, something is better than nothing. But as long as I continue to do it and not focus so much on who's listening, just to be consistent and just realize, hey, this is building a platform for myself. Who knows what this is going to take me in the next year or two? So I need to focus on the prize at the end. I have this saying, and it doesn't make any sense to some people, but at the end of the day, no one can see your finish line but you. When people look at you, unless they are starting the race with you, they're looking at from like an overview and they don't know the path that you're taking. And they don't know how many people are on that path. All they see is you. From their point of view, it looks like, oh man, he all the way back in the back. But they can't see or know that, hey, in 2 minutes, this girl gonna be right there at the finish line. They don't see anything. So I encourage all of you that have any dreams, any goals, any aspirations, pursue them. Don't let no naysayer stop you from doing what you want to do. You pray for a plan. You pray to God and ask him to show you his plan that he has for your life. What is the purpose? What is the journey or the route that you must take to get there? And you let him let you just flow with you. Let him be your guide. Let him hold your hand. Let him be the skateboard. And you just do your little push. But you're going to get there. You fall off, get back on it, and keep going. And so that's the things that I'm going to have to apply to my life. As well as these are things that I'm going to have to instill in my children to let them know, keep going. Whatever goals, whatever plans you have for your life, keep going. It's not going to be perfect. And yeah, it's going to look hard. Keep going. You got some people are really afraid to leave home, afraid to pursue that degree. They're worried about, oh, do I got to take out a loan? Get that degree, worry about the loan later. A lot of people afraid to leave home. Why are you afraid to leave home? You have to learn that, hey, the next place you go, you got to build a community where you at. What is your purpose and plan for when you move home? If you're just trying to move from home just to say, I left whatever town I'm from. Okay, that's a different story. But if there are better opportunities for yourself, for your purpose in life, and if you got children for your family, then you go. And at the end of the day, no one could ever say you didn't try because you tried. And what we don't want to happen is 10, 15 years from now, we looking back regretting, God, if I would have went on and did this when I was 25, 30 years old, who knows where I would be, you know? So I think it's just so important for us to just really just take those steps, move in the direction in which we want to go, especially when they're safe and they're healthy. And so this year has just been for me, it has been a true eye-opener of my life now and a lot of the decisions that I have made in the past. But granted, even though I'm mid-30s, I can still change the trajectory of my life. I can fulfill any accomplishment in which I set out to do. I can even fulfill a goal that I set for myself 15, 20 years ago. So it's never too late. The only thing I got to do is to get started. And so this year has been everything in a bag of chips. I will not lie. You know, I want to send my condolences to all the individuals that have lost someone dearly to them. You know, I mean, I'm praying for everyone, you know, and I hope that they find comfort and peace and knowing that their loved one was loved by them as well as the other individuals that were a part of their life. And I pray for them, you know, to just have a great life going forward. You know, the ones that are still here, you know, walking the earth. And I pray that they, God helps them cope with it. And they find the joy and sense of peace residing in their loved one. And so I'm going to end this podcast with a recap of entertainment in 2020. So we've been obsessed with Carol the Tiger, Joe, and Carol's husband, hence the Netflix film, The Tiger King. And then Carol ended up going on Dancing with the Stars. It's crazy how a Netflix movie can come out about you and your deceased husband, and then you turn around and be a contestant on a dancing show. That just shows you the nature of showbiz. And then TikTok showed up and showed out. You had so many individuals being super creative with making dances. A lot of them became popular, such as The Renegade. It's still taking me a minute to get the whoa. I cannot get my arms to, come in that circle. So I haven't even tried that dance. Then you had my man riding the skateboard, drinking the Ocean Spray, listening to Fleetwood Mac. And then when Megan Thee Stallion came out with the Savage song, you had the whole Savage dance come out, as well as the remix. Then Disney released Mulan, which I thought they should have waited a couple years before they released that. And then on Disney Plus, you turned around and charged us $30 to even watch the movie. And the movie wasn't even that good. I'm not a fan of live action movies, and I'm definitely not a fan of remakes. So I think that they would have done better if they would have made that a much more animated movie. That's my opinion. And then we have Black Lives Matter supporters protesting all around the world. That was one of the biggest demonstrations that I have ever seen, that I think that has ever been of that magnitude. And that was after the tragic death of George Floyd by a police officer. And then COVID-19, of course, came through, shut things down. I mentioned earlier, you had Kobe's death. Then you had Meghan and Prince Charles. Is it Prince Charles? Hold up. I think I said his name wrong. Prince Harry. They end up leaving the UK and things like that. So this year has been a crazy, crazy year. Then we had the stock splits. Apple, Tesla. We had the new stock that opened up, that released the IPO, Snowflake, in which I'm really big on cloud computing. I think cloud computing is the future. Then you had the craze about the Bitcoin. Then you had the killer hornets. And you had so much going on in 2020. This year will go down as one of the most memorable years ever, I would say, in my lifetime. I hope that when this year ends, and as we began to look forward to a new day, a new year in 2021, I hope that things just get better and better. And I pray that we never have to experience another 2020. And on top of that, I can't close out without this. It has been a long time since a president was not reelected for a second term. This year has been bonkers on the political front. I mean, this year has been crazy. Voter turnout, especially in Georgia or areas, urban areas, in record numbers. It's just 2020 has been crazy. And for those of us that are living through it, that really, really understand the magnitude of this year, we'll never forget this. We'll never, never forget this ever in our lifetime. So I want to wish you guys a happy new year. I hope you guys make and set plans and goals and manifest on that goals. Pray on those goals. I wish you guys prosperity, peace, love, joy, happiness, and all good shit from 2021 on out. Happy New Year's, everyone. See you next year.